Welcome to the recorded candidate interviews by the League of Women Voters of Portland. All the candidates running for this position in the primary election were invited to participate. We asked the candidates for the same office, the same questions, and included as many of the questions as time allowed.
Hello, this is Cecilia Beckwith with the League of Women Voters of Portland, and you are watching the Video Voters Guide or learning or listening to our podcast. We're here today to talk with candidates running for the May 17, 2022 primary election. All of the candidates running for this position in the primary elections were invited by the League to participate. We asked the candidates for the same office, the same questions, and the number of questions asked is determined by the length of a candidate's answers. In this process, we're grateful for the support of Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund, the Weiss Foundation, and our media partner, Metro East Community Media. With me today is Commissioner Joanne Hardesty, running for Portland Commissioner Position 3. Welcome, Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you.
Please tell us a little about yourself and why you're running for this office.
Yes, well, thank you very much to the League of Women Voters. And let me say I'm running because I have not completed the task that voters sent me to City Hall to do. I was elected to really try to transform City Hall so that working people would have a voice in their democracy. We've done some great things like pass the Portland Street Response, which will be going citywide. As we speak, it's being rolled out citywide, which is a non-on response to people in mental health crises on our street. That was my baby. I'm very proud of that. In addition, we passed the police ballot measure that will allow for the first time a truly independent police oversight committee. And right now there's a committee meeting to develop the policy, and I want to make sure that it's implemented as the voters intended. So we've done some great stuff in the last 3 years, and I just am not done yet. I want to continue the task of really changing systems so they work for the people of Portland and not just for a small group of special interests.
Please explain your ideas for the revitalization of Portland's downtown.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you know, Portlanders have suffered crises after crises over the last 2 years, and all of Portland's business communities are suffering. I think downtown is a bit unique in that there's a lot of development taking place, but unfortunately, the housing and commercial spaces are out of reach for regular Portlanders. We have a massive housing crisis. Today, the median family income for a family of four in the Portland metro area is $96,900. So I want to make sure that every corner of the city has an opportunity to prosper. And I don't know where people will live who we expect to clean hotel rooms and to work in restaurants and in our music venues if we're not land banking land so that we can always allow working people and creative people to live and prosper in the city of Portland.
The city and the county collaborate through Joint Office of Homeless Services to address the needs of unhoused individuals in our community. What measures would you recommend to more effectively meet those needs?
I was surprised when I learned that there was really no details in the intergovernmental agreement between the city and county. Basically, the city gave the county $45 million a year for the joint office, and the county made the decisions about how it was spent. So in my very first year, I refused to renew this intergovernmental agreement, because nobody knew what the city was responsible for and what the county was responsible for. In the last couple of years, we've gotten much better and much more clarity at who provides what service. I will continue to work with Commissioner Ryan and with housing advocates to make sure that we are doing all we can to coordinate a lot of different activities that are taking place to support our houseless community members. And let me just say, we need a lot. Safe places for people to be able to park their RVs and their automobiles. We need to be creating a lot of small community self-managed camps. But we also need to land bank so that we can build housing that will permanently be affordable for working people in the city of Portland.
What steps would you take to increase the public's trust and confidence in the Portland Police Bureau?
There's a lot of pieces that are at work right now. First, getting the oversight board up and operational. Two, making sure that the civilian training dean that we are about to hire understands that a community police officer should be trained by community and police, and stop doing this where we send police officer training and then we expect them to actually partner with the community to solve crime. In addition, one of the big things that I'm leading is the truth and reconciliation process. We cannot move forward if we don't have an opportunity to really address some of the systemic issues that have impacted our ability to transform Portland Police. And I've been working with Chief Lavelle and Deputy Chief Frome, and that RFP will be out soon. In addition to that, we need to start growing our own public safety employees. And I'm starting that this summer with a summer works program, bringing in about 20 to 30 young people and having them rotate through all the first responder bureaus. Our bureaus have old people, they're close to retirement, and we need to be actually creating our own first responders with good living wage jobs that are grounded in community. So all those combined will help the community have more trust and more confidence that we're building the kind of police force that will treat everyone with respect and dignity.
What reforms do you favor in the government of the city of Portland? And could you explain why?
Yes. As someone who served on the previous Charter Review Commission, as a commissioner, I was committed to making sure that the members of the Charter Review Commission would be the most diverse the city has ever seen. Two, that it would be fully funded. And three, that we would leave them alone and allow their independence to go and talk to Portlanders all over the city. Our Charter Review Commission, I'm very proud of them. They've worked hard for a year. They've just voted on some very significant recommendations on our form of government. And I will support everyone that makes it to the ballot. Because that's my role. My role was not to replace my opinion with theirs, but instead to wait for the process and to trust that we had the right commissioners that would talk to all corners of Portlanders. So I'm excited about the conversations we're going to have in time for the November election about how we want to be governed in the city of Portland.
Yeah, thank you, Commissioner Hardesty. This concludes our video voter guide and our podcast interview of Commissioner Joanne Hardesty running for the Portland Commissioner position number 3. Election day is Tuesday, May 17th. Thank you for informing yourselves about the candidates and for exercising your right to vote. For more information on the primary election and on this race, visit our website, vote411.org and lwvpdx.org. Thank you.
This interview was produced by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund and Metro East Community Media. Funding was provided by the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the Weiss Foundation, Vernier Software and Technology, and the Sarah Frewing Memorial Fund. For more information on the primary election and this race, visit our websites, vote411.org and lwvpdx.org. Thank you for listening and for voting. Copyright 2022 by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund, licensed by Creative Commons.